where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
And now we're on to our next guest, Ron Platt with NASDF.org, support for people going through divorce. So, Ron, let's hear your story.
Yeah, I was in the insurance business about 30 years ago. And with my dad, and
you
we were doing
when you were 10
when I was just a wee little child, and we were doing product development. So people would come to us with very niche. They had things that needed to be insured that were very niche-y, such as hole-in-one insurance or Keno games, or somebody had reached out to me from Asia for a cell phone warranty, and they had no place to go. And we were Lloyd's brokers.
I'm sorry,
and,
but what is hole-in-one insurance?
Would you ever go to a golf tournament? And whoever hits the hole-in-one wins the jackpot. So they insured that jackpot. So if it was $1 million payout for a hole-in-one, we provided them with the insurance to go ahead and pay that $1 million.
Same thing with
Keno games in Vegas. It's a numbers thing. And if you hit the numbers, you get $10 million. They insure that out as well. So that's the kind of niche stuff we were getting calls with constantly. My answer was always yes. I hang up the phone and then I'd be like, where do I go to get this? So because we were Lloyd's brokers, we were able to place a majority of the insurance through Lloyd's of London at the time. And my dad would walk in every day with a new idea, and I'd kind of like brush him off. And he walked in one day and said, you know, I always wanted to put together an insurance product that would guarantee child support and alimony if the person who's paying dies, becomes disabled, involuntarily loses their job so they were downsized by AI, or if they're an entrepreneur and they have to close the business and declare business bankruptcy, it'd be really cool if we could continue those payments for a year. And I sat there quietly and I said, now that's a good idea. We need to figure out how to do that. And we both went back to our computers and Googled and did everything, and there was no such product. And at the time, we also had an association we were using for something else. I said, hey, if we're going to do that, why don't we open up an association that caters to people who are getting a divorce or have a single family and provide them with product services, support, and resources like AARP does? And he goes, that's brilliant. And I went back to the computer and I looked, and there's nobody doing this. So he did not want to start the association until he had the insurance product placed. And God bless, you know, he went to his grave not being able to do it, but trying like a pit bull with a tire. He just would not let it go. So we had shelved the idea for the association. And then, like I said earlier, I was approached now I'm in real estate. I go to a real estate seminar. I come across this guy who says, I'm looking for three levels of residual income. And I said, how about one and you don't need the other three? So he pursued me, and it made me take the business plan off the shelf and dust it off and update it and realize that there's 26 million people out there that have a single family household that nobody caters to. And there's roughly 2 million people getting divorced every year. And most of the time when you Google divorce, you get attorneys. You don't get resources. You don't get divorce coaches or communication apps, or whether you should go with a mediation company or you should go with a divorce coach. Or there's so many different elements to a divorce, and there was no one entity that was catering to that group of people. So the gentleman turned me down and said, if it's such a great idea, why hasn't somebody else done it? I decided to go ahead and open up the association first, the National Association for Single and Divorced Families. And we started promoting it. Now, I always like to say the good news is I have no competition. And the bad news is I have no competition because nobody's heard of it. So you're the first to market, but everybody needs it. And when I approach investors or I approach people and tell them about it, I say, look, there's 26 million people. If I got one half of 1% of those people, we're doing really well. And we're able to provide them with things like free mental health care, career services. So if they don't know what they want to do when they grow up, or they've been an at-home mom and they have this gap in their resume, we can show them how to fill that gap, how to start applying for jobs, how to get in at the top of LinkedIn, how to get in front of a recruiter. We have early childhood education discounts. We have just, it goes on and on, discounts for diapers, formulas, school supplies, computer supplies, real estate. You're going to need to buy or sell when you get a divorce. If you come to one of the agents that come through our service as a member, you're going to get a 25% credit towards their commission. So if they charge a 3% commission, 25% of that's going back towards your closing costs. I call it the Costco effect. The bigger we get, the more retailers, the more companies are going to come to us saying, hey, I want to market my products through you. Great. Can you give my clients and my customers a discount? It'll be actually cheaper to come through our association than to go direct. And that's where the ultimate goal is. But right now, we've got about 35 different products that we're marketing through the association that really save people money when they're in the process. And then if you go to our resource page, you're going to find a slew of divorce attorneys, mediators, divorce coaches, so many different opportunities other than hiring an attorney to go ahead and handle your divorce, especially if it's amicable. We have online divorces. We have people, we have a concierge service that we're just adding onto our resource page that basically you sit down and say, hey, I'm getting a divorce. I don't know what to do. They do an intake. They direct you to who you need to go to. It's all taken care of for you. We were also able to develop the insurance product. Shortly after I opened the association, somebody approached me and said, did you ever place that product? And I said, no. And they said, send me everything you have. And I sent it to them. And 2 weeks later, they called and said, we want to underwrite it for you. And it, for me, it was a very emotional moment. I remember looking up at my dad going, oh, my God, I think I just got this done. So again, we're the first ones to ever have a divorce insurance product that guarantees child support and alimony. And now we're informing the family law community. We're informing the public about it. And it's just the family, the most of the family law firms we talk to are like, where have you been all this time? Like, we've needed this for years.
That really sounds like a great idea.
I think it's a great organization.
Yeah. I mean, I think that something like that could be included in any kind of divorce agreement.
Absolutely.
Or something. Make it mandatory.
I have a good associate of mine that's a pretty good lobbyist throughout the country. And I've already sat him down and said, what would it take for me to make it law here in Florida to start with?
Wow.
And he said, I could get that done because in Florida, it does require life insurance when you get a divorce. He said, I would get both sides to agree to add it to that law that they had to purchase support insured when they get a divorce.
And I hope you're successful. Yeah, because honestly, divorce is so disruptive and people are so emotional. And it's really great that you have the coaching because I think people really need that because they can't remove their emotions from their best interests sometimes. But also this insurance, that is like a brilliant out of the box concept.
Yeah.
So congrats.
Thank you. There was one other product that was on the market at one time that you had to pay into it for 4 years when you got married. And if you get a divorce, it paid for your legal fees. And I thought, that's kind of a crappy product, but the guy did phenomenal with it. And I've spoken with him and said,
it's kind of cynical, right?
It is, yes. But I spoke to the guy and I said, how did you get such notoriety? He was everywhere. And he said, I just have a big mouth and I got in the Wall Street Journal. So I've told my publicist, get me in the Wall Street Journal. Let's get this
going.
Well,
you're on Passage to Profit.
There we go.
You know,
absolutely. And that was
one of the things though, that you like to talk about too, is how fathers are treated.
Yeah.
And men are treated during the divorce process. Could you fill us in a little bit on that?
So we noticed that a lot of the resources are geared towards women. In fact, a lot of the divorce coaches that I speak to are like, no, we only handle women. So I wanted to specifically go out and direct these resources for men as well. A lot of men are reluctant to ask for help. You know, it's like, nope, they got to do it on their own. They can't ask for help and they have no place to go when they get a divorce. A lot of their friends don't want to talk about it, or a lot of their friends' wives don't want them talking to this guy because of influence or what have you. So men find themselves to be very isolated. So we wanted, through our mental health care, through our free mental health care, we wanted them to say, reach out and talk to a therapist. But if that doesn't feel comfortable, there are a lot of men's resource groups that are out there. The one is the Dadvocate. There's a lot of other ones that are out there that are specifically geared towards men and helping them get back on their feet, knowing that they have that support that they need if they can't seem to find it within their own community.
Ryan, do you have any questions or thoughts?
From the emotional standpoint, has there been any tie-in for you, like emotionally during this process dealing with people? Like, is there a moment that you were like, wow, I'm really going down the right path from seeing this with specific people?
It's so interesting because a majority of the people I talk to are really taken with what I'm doing. Even the coaches, the divorce coaches or the concierge service that I'm using, or a lot of the resources that we're using, we're like, why weren't you out there earlier? Why weren't you there for my divorce? We had one of our members call and say, I can't afford to hire the attorney because my husband controls all the funds. What do I do? And now I'm out literally asking everybody, who do you have a connection with at Synchrony Bank or one of these credit card companies? I want to put together a credit card that pays for legal fees, mediation, and court costs so that there are these people that their spouses control the funds. How do we help them? And this credit card would allow them to go ahead and do that. I had somebody else reach out and say, hey, I need a registry of sorts, just like you do a wedding registry. I need everything now because, you know, she took everything or he took everything. We now have a wedding. We have a divorce registry as well. So it's a lot of these emotional stories that we hear that we're like, how do we fill that gap? How do I help them? And we think,
well, Elizabeth controls all the money in our family. So if anything happens, I'm in big
trouble. You're screwed. There you go.
Wow, that's tough. We share. But so do you have any resources for, let's say there's two spouses and typically it's the woman who gets the kids or whatever, or gets alimony, but sometimes it's the man. I mean, yep. My brother raised his two kids. But what if he was supposed to get child support and they didn't? I know she never paid anything. So is there help for people to get the child support that they're owed?
Yes. So the federal government and the state, most states have a good system in place that they will seek out to either garnish their IRS refunds or their actually wages. They will seek them out and they will make sure that they get a portion of that. Unfortunately, the states take part of that as well. So here you have somebody that really needs the money. The state goes ahead and garnishes their wages, but they take their percentage. And unfortunately, that hurts the other party. And we call those people deadbeat parents. We don't insure deadbeat parents, clearly. We want to be able to insure the type of people that have a situation. They fell off a ladder at the house and they can't work. Or they, you know, AI took their jobs, or they own a restaurant, God forbid COVID hit and they had to close it. Those are temporary situations that people need to get back on their feet, and that we're willing to cover. But for those parents who don't want to pay, unfortunately, it is a harder process. You have to hire the attorney again to go back to the court to have a situation where their wages are garnished.
Are you aware of any statistics that discuss percentage of deadbeat parents?
It's actually lower than we think. We always hear that story because it's an unfortunate situation, but I think that there's not an exact percentage, but from what I'm able to gather through AI and some other sources, it's around 20 to 25% are actually deadbeat parents. So it's not as bad as we think. A majority of the people want to pay. And if you include child visitations, that helps the other person want to pay as well. If you're going to take away child visitations altogether, the chances that that person's going to pay child support is very low. So we always want to make sure to incorporate the visits and the dual responsibility.
Yeah, and then we as taxpayers end up paying for that person's share. But
not actually very little, because again, like I said, once the wages are garnished, they take a percentage of that. So it's not the taxpayer that's paying for that.
But if somebody has to go on public assistance because then we pay.
And that's what it's there for.
Yeah. So right. It sounds like you have a lot of different products. So do you have counselors that help people choose which products they need?
So we have the concierge service that we're adding, and they'll do an intake and say, what do you need? And then they have the resources to say, you need a coach, you need a therapist, you need an attorney, a mediator. Is it best to hire an attorney, or is it better to work with a mediator? Or should you start with a divorce coach to see maybe you can work things out amicably? You don't need the attorney mediation. Or if it is an amicable divorce, could you do it online? There's a lot of divorce ways to do it online. I have heard that AI now is getting into the divorce market, which, you know, I'm concerned with.
Of course it is.
Of course they are. I just ran across a company the other day that's an AI-generated divorce. You know, we do all your divorce filings for you. I'm like, oh, okay. I still consult an attorney because I don't think it's that good yet. But there are alternatives, and that concierge service does help them determine what's best for them.
Okay,
and they don't charge, by the way. The concierge service does not charge.
Oh, that is awesome. So you can find all this at NASDF.org. And what does that stand for again?
National Association for Single and Divorced Families.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.